2-year Africa. On everyday living affairs from the African perspective.
Tone Dejo Obenaisti.
This Sunday at 11.
Ujiro, na Radio Student.
Dobro jutro, Slovenija, kako ste? Evo ga, evo ga, evo ga. Ja sem tukaj, ja sem tukaj. Sem že prišel, sem že tukaj v studiju, sem že polno energije, vse. Kako ste, kako ste? A lepo vreme danes. Čez gledam, čez okno. A full lepo vreme danes. Good morning, once more again, Slovenia, wherever you are. Welcome to our show. This is Africa, 2-year Africa. We'll be talking about more and more and more and more stuff, what is going on in Africa. Yes, my name is Ross George. And today we're gonna try to talk about African history. We know that every February, it's African History Month. So whereby, we need to talk about it. And then I know some of you are not aware about African History Month. Of course, I'm gonna let you know about it, why it's not being away, and why we celebrate it in the house. We're gonna have Sally. Of course, she's our specialist in 2-year Africa, and she's always there to give the proper guidance for us, and she's down in Cape Town. In the radio, in the studio, we're gonna have Gospod Zoran. He's somewhere around in the studio. He get lost, so I hope wherever he is, he's listening to this. Gospod, come up front to the studio. Yes. Let's not waste time. We're gonna give you one more song. When we come back, we're coming straight to our story. Here we go.
ni lapo.
Welcome back after a short break. I hope everybody's now ready and to listen our very, very, very big special topic as well today. I mean, every time I always have special topics, you know, but this special month, and then it's a month really for black people to recognize their history, especially those who are in America. It's really, that's where it started, this Black History Month in February. That's where it was created in America, because a lot of black people who came to America, they forgot their roots. So they needed a time where that they can meet up and talk about where exactly they come from, and then who are they really in this part of America where they were living. But the problem is this: it's not been recognized, because they saying that this organization, it was created by minority which are black people living in America. So it doesn't mean anything. But I always have a question on this. Like, okay, people who created Valentine's Day, people who created heroin, people who created Christmas, these people live in America, UK. We don't see them. But this is a black man community was created in America. But they said it was a minor people, like minor community, they have nothing to do. So it is nowhere to be recognized. Okay, I'm going to introduce our guest to you today. We'll start from Cape Town, Sally. Yes, yes, Sally.
Yes, can you hear me, George?
Yes, I hear you. Good morning, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Good morning, Slovenia. Sunshine from Cape Town sending your way.
Thank you very much. It's quite coldish, but a good day actually today in Slovenia. And then, yes, go spot.
My name is Zoran. Hello, Sally.
Good morning, and how are you?
Great. I hope as you.
Oh, definitely. As soon as I'm on radio, I'm as happy as anything.
Right. I hope, Sally, you heard the introduction. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, I did.
All right.
Yes, I did. Yes. And I want to disagree with you, George.
Right. Right. Disagree with me.
Yes.
Don't kill him now.
Oh, no, never. Not in a million years.
Right, right. Yes.
Because Black History Month is very well recognized in America. And now I notice that it's even being recognized a lot in the UK. All right. So it is a very well known and celebrated and publicized occasion in America. Very.
Yeah, in America, and I know. In America, it's well known. They do it in America, but in Africa, we don't have it. I mean, in Africa, I never even heard any, even our president of Mugabe said, this February is Black Man History. Let's talk about our history, you know. So this, why it's not being recognized? Why at least we know that we suffered?
You know what I think it is in Africa, okay? Because we're in Africa, okay? So we live... Well, I mean, okay, fine, I'm saying we, but I'm white, but I mean, we live the history of Africa. We learn about it, we speak about it, we know about it, we discuss it, we debate it. So it's not one month that's Black History Month. It's every month that's Black History Month. You see what I mean?
I also agree with you, Sally. I also think that now we are here to tell the all Africans, let's do it more and more. We have to be. I am also white, but my soul and my feelings are like Africans, and I am from Mediterranean Sea. But we are mixed, and I always say it's better to be mixed than mad.
Exactly. But a little bit of mad as well.
All right. So, okay.
You know, the thing is in Africa, okay? I mean, look, I'm living in South Africa. I lived and I grew up in Zimbabwe. In Zimbabwe, I mean, the last sort of 10 years that I lived there, okay, it was Zimbabwe. And I did notice that the ancestral history of Zimbabwe is not sort of pushed out there and really publicized and things like that. But here in South Africa, you live it, you talk about it, you discuss it, you debate it. You can go to groups and talks and all that kind of business that deal with all that. So it's very, very, very public, and you live it, okay? Mm-hmm. In Zimbabwe, they still a little bit, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's they too busy trying to survive, okay? Mm-hmm. All right?
Okay.
But maybe once things sort of settle down, then it will come back and people will start putting it forward, you know?
Uh-huh. Okay, Sally. Okay. Right, we have people like Malcolm X, right?
Uh-huh.
People are said who were fighting and fighting and fighting for the rights of a black man in America. But these people like Malcolm X, they being tend to be criminal people.
Of course.
Why?
You know, the minute you stand up for the rights of either a person
The point of the show, we don't want to, the point of the show, we want to remember people who died, like in the boat,
yes.
You know, from Ghana, you know, those people who were being killed, you know, it's yes. African history. You know, we want to try to, the most part where black people suffered, you know, okay, we can still talk about it. Right now we are suffering, but now we are free. It's only about education and skills, which we are lacking on, probably, or by right now. But before, I mean, of course, I understand in Africa, we had our own war with Chaka Zulu, which was fighting with other warriors anyway, you know. But we were not so dispersed from each other. We're not so being apartheid from each other, you know. But when they came, they started to teach us how black are we. And how, I mean, how black it is black and how white it is black, you know. And then people who died, no, didn't want to go to America. Some of them jumped through the ship. They said, no, I'll never go and leave that place. But to my surprise, we are coming in dozens. But our ancestors who fought for Africa, they were saying, I'll never go there. So did these people fought for us? Zoran, what do you think? Did these people fought for Africans, and then there were like people like Kunta Kinte, people like old
general? George, you're forgetting something. You're forgetting something.
Let's hear from Zoran first, Sally.
Okay, Sally. May I introduce my vision? Because I can see that I am a European man. Mm-hmm. I born in Europe. Uh-huh. On the Mediterranean Sea, in the beautiful country Yugoslavia. Now we are totally small countries, a lot of small countries. We are not a big country. But okay, I grew up in beautiful family, and for us in my family, everyone was equal. However, it's black, white, religions, blah blah. It's for my family, everything is if you have nice, good heart or not. That's it. And I have a good schools. I finished schools, okay, and I learn a lot about history, also about African history, about blacks aboard. And we have now a lot of black people here in Slovenia, and I grew up with them. We established one beautiful band, reggae band, and I think we have a lot of opportunities to express ourselves also through the music, through the poetry. And my friends are here, I think, less or more happy people if they have educations and if they have a chance to work. And I think also that we recognize in Europe that we need people from Africa, from America, from Asia, because we need intellectual people and people who like to work and who like to who is prepared to learn and to grow up with us. That's it. We need assimilation. And that one who don't want to be assimilated, it means that he's not maybe for this area. He have to move and go on.
Yes.
This is my opinion. And I am very happy that I am also part of this beautiful world, Blue Planet. And I am very grateful to George. He invited me today because I spent the best part of my life with black and African people.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, George.
You know, George, why I said was you're forgetting something.
Right.
Kunta Kinte and those guys, they never went to Africa. They never went to America and Brazil and those countries freely. They were captured and taken as slaves, treated worse than animals, okay?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, the people that are, the black Africans that are going to Europe are going there by choice, okay? Mm-hmm. They choose to go there for whatever reason. And I don't think that even those people that went as slaves, I mean, I don't think, okay? This is a personal thing that I feel. I don't think that they would hold against any black African going to Europe or the Americas to better themselves, to make a better life for themselves, because they were fighting for that.
Yes, okay. Yes, Sally, may I also say something? Sometimes we, white people, let's say that I am white because of my skin, we sometimes feel in that capitalism system that we are a slave. You know? Yes, because sometimes you have feeling that you are working for someone, for something, and you for nothing. But always we have to discover who are we actually, and then if you are satisfied with yourself, no matter if you're white, black, or we have to find ourselves. That's it.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, if you can't be content with yourself, you are never going to be content with anybody else.
Yes. Right. I agree.
Okay.
And human beings, whether they are black or white, they have this thing in them that they want to move and they want to go and discover and they want to go to another country and another. We all do it, and black people in Africa aren't any different.
Right. No. I agree with that. But still, Sally, my question is this: we've been changed names, right?
Yes.
For an example, Nelson Mandela, you know, he was forced to take the word Nelson, right?
Yes.
Why haven't had any Chinese, any Japanese person called Thomas? I never had any Asian person called George.
You are talking about something that makes me so angry. That when I die, I am going to go and look for the first white man that came to Africa, and I'm going to give him such a hiding, okay? The whole way that the white man came to Africa is so wrong, okay? It is so wrong, and it is something that I have performed about and whatever you want to call it for years and years and years. I will not accept the way that they... Everything black is wrong, okay? The ancestral spirits are wrong. The names are too hard to say. That's nonsense. It is the white man's ultimate thing of disrespect to another human race, okay? And it makes me so angry. If you look at the Catholic Church and you look at the Church of England, okay? In those churches, they have saints that they worship. I mean, they worship. You will go and you will kiss a doll of that saint. Now, what is different from Winahanda?
Kesali, can you come close to the mic, please? You're going far.
Okay. What is the difference between Mbuyanahanda, who was a real living person who fought against the white domination in Zimbabwe? What is the difference between her, okay, and St. Francis of Assisi? They are two people that fought for what they believed in, okay? But one is ostracized and cast off as being bad, and the other one is made into a saint, and a doll worth millions of dollars is made.
Right,
and
right.
You go and buy little St. Christopher's and all this kind of business, okay? Because of these people. That to me is hypocrites. They're just a bunch of hypocrites. And Mbuyanahanda is just as important as any saint in the Catholic Church or in the Church of England, okay? Just because she was black makes no difference. It doesn't make her any less.
This is the question always remain, Sally and Zoran. Why, and then if we are all same race, and then why they could treat other race like animals? It's just all about the history. You know, we are not gonna try to make it feel any pains or to, you know, we want to refresh our mind to see what was wrong. So for the new generation to know that we are living together nowadays, it's now exactly. Black can marry white can marry black. It's a community of living together, but we only have two problems between a Muslim and a Catholic, all right? This is another race which we are chasing, I guess. In this,
George. Yes, sorry.
Speaking of a white person that has grown up in Africa, that has been part of Africa for most of my life, okay?
All right.
I do not understand, and I can't work out for myself. I don't want to understand, but I'd like to work out why the white people have treated Africa the way they have. I'm not saying all white people, but I'm saying, I'm just being general, okay?
Okay, well, wait a second, Sally.
Yes, I also agree with Sally. Why? It's a question why people, not just white, because maybe white people have chance in history to do it. Maybe also could be another I don't know, from other continents. Maybe European people from Europe have chance. Now Chinese have chance to buy Africa, if we know economically. And this is another question. And that there is always... Yes.
It's not the economics, you see. Okay, the economics is one thing. But the basis of the whole thing is the way that the white man came to Africa and the damage that he did.
Yes, I agree.
Okay? Which is still alive yes. today.
White man damage also America and South and North America. But we are asking about human nature. But also Africans have long history. Africans people, black people.
Yes. Yes.
And also we discovered by historical documents and this, that it was slaves there before white people came to Africa.
Yes, there was.
It was also slave system, black against the black, and it is in human nature. We are talking about human nature.
The thing, it was a slave, but when the slaver in Africa, it was in a way that, for an example, I'll give like people like Chaka Zulu could go and fight with Lord Bengula. Mm-hmm. When they fight, when other soldiers retreat back, you know, they'll all cut the war. Exactly. There's no war. We'll arrange another time we fight again, right? Mm-hmm. So which means they gave maybe each other a space of 3 months. Even they know that don't go that side, we're gonna get killed if you go that side. Mm-hmm. But there was still one piece of like until the certain day it come, we fight.
Yes, we have maybe a similar example of history with Alexander the Great, Macedonian. Alexander Macedonian the Great.
Yeah.
Yes, he was also fighting for territory, but when he finished the war, always he put the same generals, the same Caesars to be there in their country, and it's just the changing the system of economically. He just not only one who taking money from people, but a little bit money also, but they are teaching from each other. It was always peace after the war. And he established also democratic, something like democratic system in that history. It was 2,000, more than 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, okay, right. This is perfect. But now when...
He was a white. He was a pupil from Aristotle. We are talking about history. Socrates, Platon, yes. Aristotle and...
But it's wrong what he did because he was going over people's land and crushing people's life.
Yes, it is. It's human nature. But also, I don't know.
He didn't wait for a time like those people.
Right.
We are ready. Mm. He even attacked them when they are sleeping. Mm. You see, this is.
We're losing track here. Okay, losing track here.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Right.
The thing is.
Let's take a short break. All right. Let's take one quick short break and drink some water. We come down and then we come more fire the show. Yes, of course. Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen who are listening outside there, please, if you're listening outside there, if you have a willing, if you want to contribute, call us, all right? This is our show. It's all of us together. We want to hear your ideas. What do you think? You're welcome to give us
ideas. Ask questions. I answer anybody about anything. I'm not afraid of anything.
Okay. Sally, she's there as well to respond to any question you want to know. I mean, that's one thing I love about Sally because, wow, you know, she's, wow, a wonderful woman. Very perfect. Okay, right. Please call us if you're there listening to us. This is your show. It's not only for, you know, it's for everybody. 2 Year Africa alongside the Radio Student.
Telefonska številka 2-4-2-8-8-0-0.
Yeah. Seba.
Welcome back after a nice song, nice African house music. You can hear that Africa is so potential of everything, a continent which is full of nature, energy, spirit, but at the same time is a continent which has been looked so underground. When you talk about the last continent, you're talking about Africa. When they want to talk about people suffering, they talk about Africa. Right, this is only one thing which I don't understand. Things like gold and diamonds, they never talk about they come from Africa, but they come from Africa, and they never mention. They only mention the bad part of Africa. The richest part of Africa is being covered. It's not being talked about it. Why, Sally?
You know, I think us Africans are our own worst enemy, okay? You know, when you've got black people over in Europe, okay? It seems to be the thing, okay, that they must go over there and they must complain about how bad life is and how this and how that and how everything else. We as Africans, black and white, okay, have to learn a new song. And it must be something where we are proud of where we came from, okay? Yes, there is trouble in Africa, okay? Nobody wants to cover that over or anything else. But there is so much good in Africa. And there's so much advancement in mankind that comes out of Africa. But nobody wants, they're so busy on this pity party business, okay? Oh, this is wrong, and oh, that is wrong, and this one is a bad president, and that one's a bad prime minister. They forget to look underneath all that. Even the people that are living in those countries, they forget to look underneath all that, okay? And yes, look at the good that is coming out of their country.
Maybe.
And there is plenty. There is plenty. It's just the newspapers, us as well, okay? We are the worst ambassadors for our countries in Africa than we could be. Because we're always standing with a begging bowl. Oh, come and help us, we can't feed, and all this kind of business. And these NGOs come in and they ruin the countries because they take away the people's initiative. They take away the people's dreams and hopes and belief in their country, okay? And they drown us with stuff in a begging bowl, okay? Instead of coming in and saying, right, I don't know what you need. This is not my culture. This is not my country. Tell me what you need. Tell me where I can help you. Not drown you in free stuff, okay? Tell me where I can help you.
Yes, I am agree, Sally, because people have to think how can we help to each others, not what is wrong and what is right. That's it. I agree. Maybe also teach. George want to say something like this. Say, George.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm saying is, okay, I mean, Zoran here, I mean, he got his one example, like, about the movements of people, you know, how people we can move. Okay, he was showing me a diagram in a way that his mother, you know, is Keba, you know. So which means we are trying to figure out the name of Keba. You know, we got Miriam Makeba, and then you find out there's some probably Indians and other people, which is like a family thing, you know. But she's not even close to Africa, isn't it?
We are close. It's a few thousand kilometers.
Where is mother from?
From Croatia coast, from Mediterranean Sea. Surname father is Mosic, Sally. And Mosic, if I just put Mosic with M and dot, and then Keba. I'm M Keba. I'm Makeba. I'm Zoki Makeba. Zoran is my name, Zoran. But Zoki is a nickname. And Zoki, artistic name, because I play saxophone and music, Zoki Makeba. And who can know if I am black or white if they listen my music? No one recognize if I do like black or like white, because I have a lot of influence of African music. I grew up with, like, student, 25 years I spent with Africa, so maybe more, 27 years I'm in Slovenia. And yeah. I like people are. Also sometimes I hate, but not people. I hate the behavior.
Yes. I don't hate, because hate is a very negative and useless.
Yes, not hate. I say I don't like it. I don't like it. Yes, you're right. I use the wrong word. Yes.
And saxophone, before I forget, saxophone is my favorite instrument. Oh,
thanks. I will teach you next time I come, because I never been there. Maybe I was there, but my last lives.
Now, I'm going to tell you something about something that is completely and utterly ridiculous.
Yes.
About how the white people were. I'm going to give you an example of South Africa. I was born a little girl with very, very, very curly hair. I mean, tight mafushwa hair. Okay? I was born in South Africa.
Yes.
My parents adopted me, and we ended up going to what was then Rhodesia. And the reason we went to Rhodesia, okay, I only found this out donkeys years later, was because they were frightened of the pencil test in South Africa. Mm-hmm. And if they had had them, the ministry of whoever it was, call on them to do a pencil test on me, I would have been classed as a colored. Because what the pencil test was, you took the pencil and you ran it through the person's hair. And if it didn't go through the person's hair, they were either classed as black or colored.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yes. Now, my hair was so tight, my mother used to have to virtually knock me unconscious to comb it, because I would scream. It was so mafushwa. You know what I mean? The curls were
tight. Yeah, I know. Oh,
that
really?
It was difficult to get a comb through my hair. So they were frightened that if they put the pencil through my hair, they were going to take me away from my adopted parents and class me as a colored. They couldn't class me as black because I was white. So they would have classed me as a colored. And that means they would have taken me away from my adopted parents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we ended up in what was then Rhodesia, okay? Because they didn't do those kind of tests.
You know, Zimbabwe was always a nice country. Never, you know, do those things. Okay, Sally, I'm going to jump. I'm going to go back to America. Right. I'm going to talk about American slavery. So in a way that in America, there were two slavery people. There was one who was always love his boss, love his white man master, and was cooking and washing for him. And then there was another one who was a field slave, you know, who didn't love his boss. Whenever he see his boss, he wish him to die, you know.
But even the slave one that did the cooking and stuff like that didn't love his boss either. He had to do it. There's nothing else.
You're right. But I like to cook, to me and to my friends, you know.
Oh, no, I don't like to cook. I detest cooking. Oh.
I don't think so, because when I was looking to some of these people, they could say like, hey, man, okay, let's say, you know, the one part of African history, the way we've been divided, you know, this black man who's living in the white house of a white man and cooking and washing for him and eating good food, he felt like he's the only black man in the community because, he did look very good than the rest. And then the rest, they were like living like donkeys, you know. So these two people, they were not in friends, you know, because...
Yes, because people are always jealous. Because people think that it's better for them than to us. That's it. Always.
No, George, you know, honestly, the slaves that were put into the White Houses... And also, let me tell you something. The biggest international slave community in the world is Brazil, not America.
You're right.
Right? Really?
They were the biggest... The Portuguese people were the biggest importers of slaves in the world, and it was Brazil. Anyway, back to the American thing, because, I mean, it's a lot of... we know a lot about the American slavery because of the history and movies and stuff. Not very much about the Brazilian slavery. That's only coming to light in the last, I'd say, 10, 15 years, okay? But the American slave, the one that went to the kitchen... Okay, you normally found they were women. And the reason that they would go to the kitchen is because the white slave master was chairing mabons with them. And 9 times out of 10, it was rape.
Yeah. Okay?
And the reason that he would do that, all right, was to increase his slave population without having to pay. So these women that were in the kitchen, they were there for a reason.
Sally, come close to the mic. Come close to the mic.
Okay. I'm here.
Yeah.
So many of them tried to kill their white slave masters, tried to poison them, tried to murder them, all that kind of business, okay? Because of how they were treating these white slave girls that were in the kitchen. Okay. And you know, the white women that were married to these men, okay, they used to just make up like everything was hunky-dory and fine. I mean, they couldn't handle what their husbands were doing. A lot of them revolted against it, eh? And stood up for the slave woman. I mean,
Right. We are running out of time. We are running out of time.
I always run out of time.
You know, our show, we never had enough with the time. We always run out of time, and then we always like cut things when they are somewhere in between. Oh, okay, right. Your last words, Sally.
My last words.
Please.
I don't even know where to start. You know what? Black people must stand up and make their history known and be proud. Be proud. Please be proud of who you are, where you came from, okay, and the culture that you have. That doesn't mean that you go around beating up people and fighting with everybody. No. It means that you stand firm about who you are. You don't sell yourself out, okay? Mm-hmm. And be prepared to share who you are, what you believe in, and that kind of stuff, okay? And don't sell out. Don't join the rat race because that's where you think it's better to be. No, it's not. We need... I'm saying we, like I'm black. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man.
Sally, next elections in South Africa, I will give my voice to you.
Yeah, okay.
And then invite me and I will teach the South Africans and all Africa playing saxophone and beautiful music. And be better human beings. That's the message.
You know, respect everybody. Respect everybody. Everybody, their religion, their beliefs, their culture, who they are. Respect them.
Yes.
Life is, the difference in somebody is your classroom. Because that's where you learn how to be a better human being. And goodbye, Slovenia. Thank you very much. Have a fantastic week. Take care. Be good to each other.
Oh, okay, sir. Thank you. But your last words?
Yes. I kiss both of you because you're my brothers and sisters. And that's it. Thanks. Thanks for all of human beings that we are here now. And we know and recognize what is right, what is not right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Yes, guys. We heard what is going on. Don't forget your history. Doesn't matter where you are. Be proud. Share your history with whoever you are living with. Let them know who you are. Don't hide from each other. Peace, unity, and love. It's only one thing that can make a human being to unite. Greedy and self-niche is not good because it only makes people fight and hate each other. Share equally and rule equally, and the majority will be happy. Yana. From Ross George and Sally Miasey, thank you very much, Zoran.
Thanks.
And then thank you very much, Slovenia, for listening to 2 Year Africa, and I hope we're gonna see you. Next song from me, Ross George. Ciao, ciao. Africa,
oh. Empire. LDJ Beamer, a DJ Fronton, a DJ Kebbers. When I was in China.
Pretend I can give me a demo, shy over and over. She is the Nana Booty, to jump and jump and then yena. I wanna know how I can never can go fanana. Can't pretend that I'm gonna be a musha evil banu ava. She's a nana. I'm a mark of us in the passport. I'm a driver. I'm a cut off us in the license. Vanavana titi, Avana canamis. Ava di kundi one and the it's a success. She knows when you know it is in the same in a matta in it. The women and a good in a catumera. Many roads a kumbaka was no talk at so it. I mean, jumping your fan and Nina, I want to have a can never can go fanana. Can't pretend that we can be a musha evil van. She is the Nana Bozi. Could jump and your fan and Nina, I want to have a can never can go fanana. Can't pretend that we can be a musha evil van. She is the Nana.
On Everyday Living Affairs, from the African perspective, Ujivo, na Radio Student.
Oddajo Tuja Afrika podpirata Urad za komuniciranje in Javni sklad za kulturno dejavnost.